And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me, as always, is my partner in crime. Hi there, Gerald Quigley.
Hello, Jo, and good morning.
And Zoe Bingley-Pullen, lovely to see you.
Good morning, all.
Well, now, for some of us, the clocks have been put back overnight and we got a precious extra 1 hour's sleep. How nice was that? Oh, it's just a magic
been
thing.
Waiting for 6 months for that to happen.
Well, just to have one more hour to rest is really critical. And coincidentally, today we're talking about sleep. And it's a very important subject because I think a lot of us sort of live under this fog of perhaps not sleeping enough or not having good quality sleep, and it has an impact probably more than we are aware.
Fair part of your career was early morning radio. Did you find, or do you find, that if you know you have to get up early in the morning, that you wake before an alarm, or do you wake up zonked out with the alarm?
For me personally, I will sleep well past the alarm if I could. But I do know that many people have that experience if you've got a flight to catch or whatever it is next day.
I do.
You don't sleep, do you? Because your mind's churning. But even
that anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it is a society-wide problem. And we hear it so often, people calling, Gerald. And Zoe, I'm sure that you have that feedback. People are so tired because they're not sleeping.
In practice, all the time, I get people saying to me, "Oh my God, I can't sleep." But what we don't realize is we get a lot of regulation of our hormones, ghrelin, CCK, leptin. So these are our appetite regulators. So as a nutritionist, a lot of the time, if we can fix the sleep, we can fix how we choose our food the next day as well. So it's so important.
A few weeks ago, Joe, the American College of Cardiology found data suggests that about 8% of deaths from any cause could be attributed to poor sleep patterns.
That's
8 in 100 people.
Well, I mean, they have now, the World Health Organization has looked to shift work as being as close to carcinogenic as a lot of other lifestyle choices.
So
it's really, really damaging.
So true.
So it's a great concern for many people. And today we're going to be speaking with Dr. Gulsa Adabi, a specialist respiratory and sleep medicine physician with Epworth Healthcare, who will look at solutions for some of the issues that can occur with poor sleep. And we're talking depression, having a shorter attention span, being in an irritable mood, hand on heart, I will.
Willow's always told me that, yes.
Yes, so it's a very important conversation. Also today, Dr. Celso Cardona, a dentist practicing with Urbano Healthcare, will talk about the warning signs of mouth cancer and the importance of early detection, which, again, an important conversation because it's something I have to admit I've really not got an idea what to look out for in that.
Often we just ignore the symptoms. And how often over the years do we get calls from people that say, "I've had these symptoms ignored, or I have not ignored them, or we haven't been aware of them, and now suddenly I've got a major problem." And this is one of those issues.
Very important conversation. Also, we're going to talk flu vaccinations, Gerald. It's important at this time of year. And also at this time of year, I think people are taking antibiotics perhaps more than usual with the lurgies that are going around. So we're going to talk gut health and antibiotics in our Get Nourished segment. All great conversations. Plus, give us a call, 131 873, if you have any questions to support your health. We would love to hear from you. Get on the phones now, 131 873. Zoe and Gerald are both here to answer your questions. Next up, ways to improve our sleep.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When supporting gut health, don't just choose any probiotic. Choose BioGlam Platinum Probiotics 100 Billion, available at Chemist Warehouse. It's Australia's highest strain probiotic for digestive and immune system health. Formulated with up to 20 beneficial probiotic strains, BioGlam Platinum Probiotics helps restore friendly gut flora. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss Beauty Collagen Plus Hyaluronic Acid Booster 80 tablets at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is the number. Give us a call if you have any questions for your health, particularly perhaps you have a question about sleep, whether you need assistance to sleep better. If there's something particularly that's keeping you up at night, give us a call, 131-873, because more than half of all Australians have experienced difficulty in falling asleep and or staying asleep. So this morning we're looking at ways to improve on this, and joining on the line is Dr. Gulsa Adabi, a specialist respiratory and sleep medicine physician with Epworth Healthcare. Great to speak with you, Gulsa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on and covering this important topic.
It is such an important topic, and I think one of those areas of health that perhaps we feel like, oh, you can just push through, never mind, we'll just have another night of not great sleep and we'll get on with it. But actually, why is sleep so important to us all?
Yeah, absolutely correct. Sleep is critical to our day-to-day function and health. It's often something that people don't really think about, because for most of us, or some of us, it happens naturally without much thought. But sleep's actually, when you think about it, considered one of the three pillars of health and well-being, along with, of course, nutrition and exercise, as it serves really high important functions. So generally, sleeping helps our body in both physical recovery and repair. It also supports brain development from early childhood. It's important to your heart function, body metabolism, as well as supporting learning and consolidating information and all the information we get throughout the day, which in turn helps your memory and also, importantly, your mood and mental health being as well.
It's quite interesting, because you hear people say, oh, I only sleep 3 hours or 5 hours. And they kind of wear this as a badge of honour. So first question is, how much sleep do we need? And do we have to get it in one go? Like, can we break this up? Can we have, you know, power naps to kind of add into that, whatever that perfect amount is?
Yeah, it's a tricky question, because sleep, similar to medicine, there isn't really a one-fits-all model. And generally speaking, people's sleep needs can be varied, and depending on their lifestyle and work, for example, shift workers and night shift workers in particular, their total sleep time and the way they frame their sleep can be different. So generally speaking, most people would say aim for eight hours and 15 minutes of sleep a night. But some people may need more sleep, some people need a little bit less sleep, and also age and medical comorbidities affects your sleep as well. So, you know, generally I tell my patients aim to 7 to 8 hours, more on the higher end of that 8 hour side, but it can be very tricky and variable for people.
Gulsa, you mentioned briefly just then shift workers in your own profession, and in most health professions and in many careers, shift work is just part of the gig that you have to do. How do shift workers, bearing in mind that we've got 24-hour news cycles now and there's so many interruptions to quality sleep, but as a shift worker, have you got some elementary suggestions that would help them go from 5 days shift work to 2 days normal sleep, then 5 days shift work? Because that must have huge ramifications on their future risk of developing a chronic disease.
Absolutely. I'll start by saying that night shift work is my least favourite part of the job. But yes, it's very tricky for people that do shift work or night shift work, and it depends on your sleep cycle and how you frame that. There are people that, you know, do shift work for life, and they actually adapt well to it because it's a consistent sleep cycle for them. So they just target their sleep cycle in a different way, sleeping during the day. But really, it's about setting yourself up and trying to maintain a normal routine for yourself. Now, each person will have a different way of, they might frame it as winding down. Trying to get a good block of sleep, firstly, is important. So, you know, we've talked about that, trying to get 7 to 8 hours. That for some people that do shift work is difficult, but trying to get as close to that is really important. And then having what we call catch-up sleep on days off really helps. But getting your sleep cycle and reorganising that becomes important for night shift workers and shift workers. It's a big topic. It's probably not something that I can go into extensively now, but it's certainly an issue that we see come up quite often for people these days.
Okay. It's quite interesting, because I'm 45, perimenopausal, and I've definitely noticed a change to my sleep. But particularly when we look at elderly people, and I know, Gerald, you see a lot of clients that come in that we complain about their sleep. Does sleep change as you age, and what can we do to combat? And are there some really good sleep hygiene tools that we can actually use?
Yes, absolutely. Sleep most certainly changes as you get older. So it's really common for older people to experience changes in the quality of their sleep. And conditions that commonly affect sleep in older people can include things like depression, anxiety, heart disease, diabetes, cardiac failure, even arthritis and chronic pain, things that might pop up as well. And the relationship between physical health and sleep is complicated, but the fact that many older people are diagnosed with more health issues and also then have recognised sleep disorders is really important in managing that. So typically over the age of 80, most people sleep for up to about an hour a day, so they have naps during the day to keep up. At night, some older people take more than half an hour to get to sleep, so that becomes important in their total sleep time. And this is the case more frequently in men. So 1 in 6 men take longer to fall asleep over the age of 80, and 1 in 3 women take about that long as well over the age of 80.
Kulsa, I'm often asked about medications and sleep quality, and I have a theory that half Australia takes a statin. Now, these things cross the blood-brain barrier, and in some instances, I think, can affect sleep quality if you take them at night. As a general rule, do you focus on the role of medications that might interfere with sleep quality?
Absolutely. So when patients come to see me, and I'm sure my sleep physician colleagues will go through the whole list of medications, because often people don't take medications correctly because it's hard to remember when you're on lots of medications when to take them. So medications that we suggest taking in the morning, they might be taking at night and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it's important to look at everyone's list of medications, how they take it, and the timing throughout the day as well. And you're right, there are some medications that certainly shouldn't be taken at night that will cause sleep fragmentation or poor sleep. And similarly, the other way around, some people should be taking their tablets at night and are taking it in the morning. So it's important we look at the whole picture.
Great.
Kulsa, I know it's a super important conversation to really be aware of our sleep hygiene, as they say, the regularity, take screens out of your bedroom, do all these sorts of things. But unfortunately, sometimes that still doesn't help. And I just wanted to get in conclusion from you. For me, I just sort of try to comfort myself with that sleep will come eventually, because the anxiety around not sleeping can be almost as bad, don't you think?
Absolutely. We live in a world where we're used to a lot of information, fast information, and that also translates into our sleep. There's lots of apps these days that are out that monitors your sleep. When we talk about sleep hygiene, we don't mean, you know, having a clean room, making sure you have clean sheets and vacuuming. That is very important. But sleep hygiene is about setting yourself up for the night, so making sure you have a period of downtime. Now, some people medicate, some people listen to apps, some people just, you know, have quiet time. Making sure you dim the light, so you're setting yourself up for sleep. Making sure you're in bed, so you're not falling asleep on the couch and then having to get up, you're turning the lights on, etc. It's really important to, like anything we do, prepare yourself for sleep, so you're setting yourself up for success and not failure and insomnia.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kulsa. It's such an important conversation. The website is drkulsaadabi.com if you want to check out more of Kulsa's wonderful resources. Thank you. Have a great Sunday and a lovely sleep tonight, we wish you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Let's get to one call. Good morning, Greg in Montalvert.
Hello, Greg.
Good morning, panel. Good morning, GQ. I take my job's fairly demanding, and I was finding that about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if we were looking at a PowerPoint presentation and the lights dimmed, I the shutters would come down, and I was having to bite my tongue actually to keep awake and focus on what was going on. So I've been taking magnesium forte.
Good.
One at night, and also a Biquinox during the day to give me more energy. So I do listen to what you say.
Yeah, and, it's a good combination, felt, Greg. Yep. Sorry.
Thank you. And I just want
Yep.
Go on.
I was going to say that's a perfect combination because magnesium is a great tension reliever. And if you can come up with a solution for keeping anybody awake during a long PowerPoint presentation, you're doing very well. But ubiquinol during the day to help generate energy when it's needed. And also that it contributes to quality sleep as well. So well done.
It's also knowing that basically within that 3 o'clock period, naturally our cortisol levels are starting to fall and our blood sugar levels are starting to fall. So I always say to my clients, if you can just be that little bit ahead, 2 o'clock, start having a good high protein, high fat snack, low glycemic foods. At least what that will do is sort of will buffer the effect and it won't be quite as bad. But yes, I agree. PowerPoints are never fun.
This is, we are all in agreement there. 131 873 is our number. Do keep your calls coming. We'll get to those next. Plus, where to get your flu vaccination.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Thompson's one-a-day Ginkgo 6000 at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You are listening to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. Good morning, Keith in Mornington.
Morning, Keith.
Good morning to everybody. My question is, what can be done for dementia? My wife has had a bad fall 2 years ago, fell on the floorboards of the house, she passed out. We saw a doctor. She's taking, I can't mention brand
names. Yes, you can, Keith.
She's taking donepezil.
Okay, good. So that's prescribed from her specialist. Okay, that's great.
And for memory loss. Is there anything else in the world that you can take for this dementia? Like in America?
Well, look, you can get things on the internet, Keith, but you buy those with caution because they're not often registered for sale in Australia, therefore aren't subjected.
So you
stay away from those. Now, I am allowed to mention a brand called Suvenaid and report on 20 years of research which they did, which clearly shows that one drink per day of Suvenaid reduces cognitive decline by 60%. Now, that it's one a day, and it's not short term. It doesn't happen tomorrow. This is over 3 years, but it is something additionally that you can give to help brain health. And I think it's something that gives you a little bit of control rather than just rely on the medication that is important. But you could certainly have a look at that. Go and on the internet, have a look at it, Keith. See what your thoughts are. And it's available from your pharmacy or online. And it's a very pleasant way to take a drink for your brain. And good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. There's also been some research done on vitamin B12 and just the links of deficiency. So next time you're getting a blood test, maybe ask your doctor if you can test for B12 as well, and again, have that conversation with your GP of whether or not you can additionally take some B12 or get a B12 injection. But we always talk about the Mediterranean diet, and the reason why it is so good is because of all those plant compounds in there, those beautiful polyphenols and those antioxidants. It's not going to reverse the situation, but it could progressively slow the process and just get as much of those rich, colourful foods in your diet. But best of luck. My mum has dementia. It's not a fun process at all.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Keith. Doris in Diamond Creek. Hello.
Hello, Doris. Good morning.
Hi. I believe preservatives have a big role to play in the nervous system, and I believe they're affecting our nervous system. And I also believe sleep, it's the quality, not the quantity. Yes. So you could get 3 hours deep sleep, and I reckon it's better than 8 hours broken sleep. That's my opinion.
Well, it's a good opinion as well, Doris, because even the American College of Cardiology says that it's not the number of hours, it's restful sleep and the quality of restful sleep, except we only, in our mind, we think unless I sleep for X hours, then I'm not getting enough, and that causes anxiety, which reduces often your ability to sleep properly. Mm. Your comment on preservatives, look, preservatives are put into food to make them last longer or to particularly, or to make them taste better. So the way around that, Doris, is that you just stick to the basics, you stick to your own cooking, and avoid as preservatives for as long as you possibly can, and I'm with you. I think we've got a lot to learn, and the rules governing preservatives are pretty lax.
Mm, yeah, we definitely have a lax labelling law in Australia, but I think, Gerald, you hit the nail on the head. The other thing also is that, you know, what do we do when we actually do eat these foods? We are trying to kind of, you know, get the system to clean itself out as much as we can, and we talk a lot about antioxidants to help assist with that as well. But I think, Gerald, you're right. The only thing we can do is fresh is best.
Fresh is best. Now, we are heading into flu season, Gerald, so we need to ask. It's obviously very important to get vaccinated this winter. Don't be lax about that either.
It's really tough at the moment because for 3 years or 3.5 years, we've been constantly reminded forcefully the importance of vaccinations. And in behind all of this, the flu, which has been bubbling along for years, and that we're just coming out of the Northern Hemisphere flu, that actually is a very serious disease. So more than ever now, it's time to get vaccinated. And it's certainly the convenience now of having vaccinations outside the doctor's surgery is important. Chemist Warehouse, their service is up. I think I'm having mine next week. You get online, just chemistwarehouse.com.au. Pick a time. It's easy. You fill in a little form, $19.99. There's 300 stores across the country that are able to do it. It's a very efficient service, but it's the important thing is, in spite of all you hear about vaccinations, which the choice of this and the choice of that, with flu, the formulation is based on what has happened in the Northern Hemisphere, and it is quite specific. Particularly if you're going to be travelling, it's very important that you get the up-to-date flu vaccination and get a certificate to verify that as well.
Gerald, can I just ask one question? Because a lot of the time I can't answer this, but a lot of people say, "Oh, but isn't the vaccine an outdated flu? Was it formulated on that?" Can you just answer some questions
No. And Zoe, it is important to reassure everybody that the formulation changes each year based on the strains that have caused problems in the Northern Hemisphere. This year, it's a quad, certainly through the TGA approvals, the Chemist Warehouse, is the quadrivalent, four strains, which is recommended by the World Health Organization for the Southern Hemisphere based on the Northern Hemisphere issues.
So make sure that you do pre-book for your vaccination, chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. I'll give that to you again, chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu to pre-book for your vaccination. Next up, the dangers of oral cancer.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Wonderlust Ashwagandha Liquid at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and what is not widely known is that cancer to the mouth is the sixth most common type of cancer in the body. And joining us on the line is Dr. Celso Cardona, a dentist practicing at Maven Dental Burwood and Ivano Healthcare. Good morning, Celso.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So while most of us are aware of the dangers of many types of cancer, oral cancer does seem to be overlooked or misunderstood. Why is that?
I think one of the main reasons for that is that, unfortunately, oral cancer is painless. The number one trigger for people to visit a medical health professional or a dentist is pain, and cancer doesn't have that a lot of the time in the mouth.
It's quite interesting. I went to a periodontist recently because I was getting some problems of change in my gums, and I really was quite amazed how in-depth and how much there is to actually know about your overall dental hygiene as well. But what are some of the symptoms for mouth cancer? Is it obvious? Is it ulcers? What are we looking at?
It's not that obvious, unfortunately. So the most common symptom would be a sore, would be an ulcer that doesn't heal. And that could be inside your mouth. It could be also on your lip. There are other signs like difficulty swallowing, difficulty chewing, loose teeth, any lumps inside the mouth, red patches as well. But most of those things are not easily noticed by the untrained eye. The mouth is quite complex, and as you said, we can look at it quite in depth, and we are trained to see small changes inside the mouth that the untrained person will not be able to notice, unfortunately.
So viral issues are in the news, and do you suspect there's a link in HPV, which is got tentacles going in so many different directions in disease development? Is there a link, do you think, to oral cancer and HPV?
There is a link. It's not fully understood just yet. We know that some forms of oral cancer, mostly in the throat, they can be linked to HPV. That can also explain the slight change in demographics that has happened over the years, because mouth cancers traditionally were a disease of older males. Mm. We see younger people with oral cancers now, especially younger females. So there is a probable link. We don't understand it fully, but this is a developing story.
Okay. Mm.
So what is it that we can actually do to prevent something? I mean, is it just down the line of healthy diet? Is it gene-related, epigenetics-related? What can we actually do?
As your previous guest was talking about before, in terms of the pillars of health, that is the same for every cancer, right? If you have your nutrition in balance and your exercise and your sleep, all those things are quite important for the prevention of any type of cancer. oral cancer is no different, but in specifically for oral cancer, drinking and smoking, so alcohol consumption and cigarettes, but also vaping, they are intimately related to oral cancer. And traditionally, those are the two main risk factors. If you drink and smoke together, your risk increases exponentially. So those are the things that you definitely want to avoid. Also, early detection is paramount when it comes to oral cancers, because the first lesion, the first detection could be something small, maybe a millimeter in width. That's something you won't notice, and we will. You want to detect it early to get good outcomes.
Which is another reason for regular oral checks as well, Celso, isn't it? Which is just so important. The issue around oral cancer, I find, though, is that we'll have many people listening in that say, oh, I've had a mouth ulcer for 2 months and it gets better and comes back. At what stage should you be concerned? Is there a, you know, we say oral cancer is fairly common, but at what stage do you say, do you know, I need to go and have that checked out?
That's a great question. And just to point out something else that you just said, a lot of the time we hear from patients that don't have any teeth anymore. They don't have to visit the dentist anymore. Well, I have no teeth. Okay. There's no teeth to look at. But it's very important to continue checkups, even if you have no teeth, because oral cancer still develops on our patients that don't have any. Now, in terms of the timing, any ulcers in your mouth that don't heal after 2 weeks, they need to be considered suspicious.
Okay.
And that's something we're going to investigate. Normally, mouth ulcers are painful. So the typical common mouth ulcer is painful, and it will go away within 2 weeks. Anything that doesn't go away during that time needs to be looked at closely.
Okay.
This is a wonderful reminder to make sure that we regularly see our dentist and stay on top of our oral hygiene.
Yeah, and as we often say, if it doesn't seem right, if it doesn't feel right or it just doesn't heal, go and do something about
and
it.
And those lifestyle factors too. Thank you so much, Celso. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Let's get to a call. Hello, Helen in Gippsland.
Hello, Helen. Morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I just wanted to ask about cramps.
Yes.
Now, I've always had cramps at night, but now I'm getting them when I'm exercising. You know, I'd be walking and I've got this terrible cramp.
Yes.
And now I take Snoop of magnesium, one a day.
In tablet or capsule form or tablet?
Tablet, yeah.
Tablet, okay. Good.
And drinking more water, but look, it's getting worse. So I just thought, what else can I have?
Now, Helen, you can swallow a hard-pressed tablet, but in many cases, particularly in postmenopausal women, that you have low levels of tummy acid, or if you take a Nexium or something, that tablet just won't dissolve. So if you swap to a capsule or a powder, it will give you a far better result. Far better result, bearing in mind that most of us have low levels of magnesium anyway. But if you're cramping, particularly during the day, your levels must be very, very low. So get your pharmacy to give you a capsule. There is also a product available which has got a herb in it called cramp bark or viburnum opulus, and that's another thing you could consider. But the important thing is the form of magnesium, so capsules or powder, not the tablets.
There's quite a few different magnesiums. There's one called bisglycinate, and what's quite interesting, magnesium is quite a big molecule, so it's actually quite hard for the body to digest it anyway. So basically what you want, bisglycinate means that it's pre-digested, so it's just that little, they attach an amino acid so it digests it. But to give you an example, we need between 300 to 400 milligrams. Things like pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, almonds, you know, you can get 30 grams, you can get 150 milligrams of magnesium. So don't forget, we want to add it in supplement-wise. We want to drench ourselves when it comes to the food. A beautiful smoothie with all these seeds added to it. A porridge with seeds added to it, even make some little seed crackers with hummus with your afternoon glass of wine.
Well, that sounds lovely. Thanks so much for the call, Helen. Do keep your calls coming, 131-873. Next up, we are going to talk about antibiotics and probiotics on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Glow deeper with Swiss at Chemist Warehouse. Try Swiss Beauty Hyaluronic 2% Vitamin B5 Glow Booster Serum for hydrated, smoother skin. And glow further with Swiss Beauty Collagen Plus Hyaluronic Acid Booster 80 tablets to support collagen formation and skin health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Swiss Beauty Collagen Plus hyaluronic acid booster contains sodium hyaluronate, which is the salt form of hyaluronic acid. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Swiss Beauty Hyaluronic 2% Vitamin B5 Glow Booster Serum at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It is a time of year, Gerald, when a lot of us are, not willingly, but if we're unwell, having to take antibiotics, which really does wreak havoc, doesn't it?
It does. And the experts are out, they can't decide. But it's estimated sometimes it may take up to 9 months for your tummy microbiome to get back to where it was pre-antibiotics. And it, look, antibiotics play a very important role. They can be life-saving. Mm. So the prescribing of antibiotics certainly now is nowhere near the levels that it was years ago. However, if you have been prescribed the course, finish them, then look at rebuilding and recolonising your tummy with a broad-spectrum probiotic. And there's some wonderful ones out there that you only need to take one a day. And then that hastens that restoration of your microbiome back. So many people react to them, but at least now the prescribing patterns have changed. But we can never underestimate the value of recolonising with an appropriate broad-spectrum probiotic.
And we always talk about sort of diversity, trying to get as much diversity in our diet as well. Big fan of supplementing with a probiotic. I take one every day, but it's also trying to make sure we've got, you know, that cross-section of foods in our diet, you know, the fermented foods, getting things like bone broth, miso paste, using some of these foods and not overcooking them, because that way we can get not just what we're getting in these gorgeous supplements, but we can get it all the way through our food. Plus, these foods taste delicious.
I would say too, Gerald, it's one of those things that you've perhaps overlooked traditionally, but now we understand more and more the importance.
Yeah, I think it's incumbent on pharmacists to say at the time of dispensing a probiotic, now remember it's important to take these. You're taking these because you've been to the doctor and you've got an issue, so don't just get a quarter of the way through these and decide, well, that's fine, unless the doctor has told you otherwise, you finish the course. But remember that at the end of the day, we've got to go back to the healthy gut, bearing in mind that gut-brain axis, it's very important. The microbiome controls immunity, concentration, sleep, all of these things which we've discussed before. We need to look after it.
And Gerald, what do you think? Because should people be taking them as they're taking the taking antibiotics and probiotics together, away? Is there some sort of rule of thumb around that?
There's one probiotic, Zoe, called Saccharomyces, which you can take right alongside an antibiotic. But if you're going to take an antibiotic, they've got to be spaced hours away from the probiotic dose. Best to get the antibiotic out of the road and then rebuild quickly with the probiotic.
That's great advice. Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioglam Platinum Probiotics, backed by science, Australia's highest strain probiotic range for digestive and immune system health. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. We've got time for a couple more questions. Hi there, Paula in Collaroy.
Hello, Paula.
Oh, hello.
Or some could say, hey, Paula.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, thank bet you get that. I'm so that was pretty average, Paula. How can we help you?
No, I loved it. Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. My question is, I have quite a high calcium score, which actually it's you that I heard it from to actually go and have a calcium score over 50. So I'm now 58.
Yes.
And my calcium score is 2,132.
Okay.
And I've been put on statins, and I'm going to see a cardiologist in the week.
Good.
For the first time, but I've been taking magnesium calcium tablets for about 4 years, and I'm just wondering, has that got any effect on a high calcium score?
Your cardiologist will probably have a view on that. Dr. Ross Walker would certainly have a strong view on that. Paula, the nutrient of choice here is called vitamin K2, which has got the clinical evidence at 180 microgram per day in capsule form. It helps make sure the calcium you either eat or take as a supplement is directed into bones and away from blood vessels. So if you are taking a calcium supplement at the moment, I'd stop that until you have the discussions with your cardiologist and get some clear guidance on how much calcium you need, because most of them are high dose and you don't need a high dose, you only need a low dose, but the higher calcium foods is probably the better way to go. But vitamin K2, really important with a score like that. Thank you for getting it done. 180 microgram available at your local pharmacy.
Great. Thanks so much, Paula. And very quickly, Frida in Middle Park, we were talking about having our flu injection, but you have a question on behalf of your husband, Frida.
Hi, Frida.
Yes, he's allergic to egg. Good mm-hmm. morning. Yes, he's allergic to egg. So how do we go about it? Do we go into the chemist and do you order it? Do we need a script? Yeah. What do we do?
Have a chat to your doctor. Allergy to egg is one of the reasons why you've got to be really careful with the vaccine. So start with your doctor, Frida, and there'll be a couple of options available to you.
Thank you so much. For all of our calls, you can head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab if you have a question. And, of course, for any other information from today's show, we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Feel the Wanderlust liquid difference. Try Wanderlust Ashwagandha Rapidly Absorbed Liquid Herbal Supplement. It contains no unnecessary fillers and is traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to help the body adapt to stress. And right now, when you buy any Wanderlust product from Chemist Warehouse, you and a friend could win an all-exclusive trip to Soul Shine Sound and Wellness Resort in Bali. For T's and C's, go to chemistwarehouse.com.au. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get BioGlan Platinum Probiotics 100 billion at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's been lovely, as always, to spend this hour with you, Zoe. Okay. Wonderful to see you. If you're wanting, Gerald, I know you've seen the TV show.
Yes.
We're back on Channel 7 at midday today for House of Wellness.
We all love numbers, Joe, and a small trial of 30 million people in the UK has shown that walking 11 minutes a day slashes the risk of premature death by almost a quarter. Heavens above.
Isn't that amazing? Just 11 minutes. Any one of us can do that, surely. Mm-hmm. I love this. Also, there was a really beautiful story about fashion designers creating clothes that have inbuilt solutions for people with disabilities.
Good word. Adaptive fashion.
As always, we say thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. Zoe, you have a beautiful week.
Thanks, Zoe.
Gerald, you too.
Enjoy
we'll
you
see
too.
You all next week.